This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I want to apologize to Her Lord and Highness Judge Jackson for showing footage inside the courtroom earlier of her giving orders to the FBI and others. So we're not going to show any more of that. We're going to show footage the other day outside the courtroom when she let people in the media know, don't talk about her trying to put Obama officials and others on the jury. And all the little people kind of ran away at this happening. And the judge made an incredible entrance and exit. This is real footage from outside the federal courthouse in D.C. just a couple days ago, exclusive from a surveillance camera. Here it is.
You said she was dead.
That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
Slippers. Yes.
First Amendment.
Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back to me.
That's Cuomo. Give them back.
Keep tight inside of them. They're magically powerful. Or she wouldn't want them so badly.
You stay out of this, Brenda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish.
I'll fix you. No, you don't have Joe's in jail.
Well, somebody drops the house on you.
Very well. I'll bide my time. And as for you, my fine lady, it's true, I can't attend you here and now as I'd like. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty little dog, too.
She knows.
She'll get that First Amendment. She'll shut that down.
By the way, I just realized how they project onto everything. We had a Grim Reaper on the show about Epstein. Did he kill himself or was he killed? They said that was a threat. I said, play random clips of the witch. That's the next one they found. They'll say, oh, the house is on the witch. It's a threat. No, that's called Wizard of Oz, you crazy leftists. Like a town in England, they're renaming from White because the name White's evil now.
Yeah,
that was not a threat on the judge either. The more I think about it, they can project that onto anything.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, they can project a wide range of behaviors onto other people, what they themselves would like to do. And I think that there's a large aspect of what's taking place here is the willingness to weaponize the legal system against fundamental freedoms in the country, and that you have prominent prosecutors and prominent members of the press urging the arrest of anyone who covers whether there's jury selection bias taking place effectively. That's how the story comes across. Endangers freedoms for everybody moving forward, and definitely means that the impeachment proceeding will not look like anything resembling an American legal system proceeding that protects and recognizes the rights that are enshrined into those institutions governing those methods of resolving truth and justice.
You're back in the next hour, and Owen's here, and I want you guys to be able to get back to the important work you're working on, but do half the next segment with me. It's only a minute break because we never got to it. What do you think is really going to happen to Roger just from this point? And then what could his lawyers do now to stop laying down? Well, why don't you get started now? We got about a minute.
Well, it looks like a lynching. So the question is, how do they prevent a lynching? And I think starting to expose it as such, raise questions and challenge and contest any aspect of inadmissible evidence, move for mistrials wherever possible, that this is not a fair proceeding, this is not an honest proceeding. I think we're entitled to move for a mistrial as soon as the prosecution got up, and clearly the court apparently believed that Trump was not going to be a central figure in the case. I found that hard to believe, but that apparently from the published reports of how she handled jury selection, she really didn't think people's perceptions of Trump would matter that much in the case. All the prosecutor talked about was Trump for the most part in the opening statement. So that right there was grounds for mistrial.
They're being totally political. They have all their speech. Roger has nothing. They allow demonstrators that are anti-Stone, none that are pro. It is a classic discrimination, total railroading from hell. What is Trump going to do? We'll be right back. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products, like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vasobeats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been having a little too much fun here. I was just paralleling the tyranny of this judge in my First Amendment view, in my evil American opinion. Remember, when we could have those, but we still do. Exercise them, you have them. We're trying to extinct that behavior, but not without a political fight. But I said, hey, play something with the Wicked Witch and the Flying Monkeys. And I said, get her flying on her broom. Well, they didn't find that clip, which is okay. They had like 20 seconds. They found her arriving at the Munchkin operation. Well, I forgot there's a witch with a house on top. So they say everything's a threat here, you know, which is not a threat. Again, I had the Grim Reaper on about Epstein, you know, on the show. And they said that was a threat to the judge or jury or something. And so now let's just get out ahead of that, that I'm not planning, would never want any harm on the judge, and I'm not going to drop a house on top of him so you don't have to confiscate my house from me. But that's what the media does, and I've never threatened the jury. When they were trying to appoint a Obama official to it, I guess she'd done it. We talked about it. That's under the law. We did our job. It's not like I did something bad. It's not like Don Jr. did something bad. We're just the ones that have the courage to research what it is and to be an American and to do it. And thanks to you betting on us and supporting us and spreading the word, we're here fighting. And I got to say it, we are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear, viewers and listeners. But Barnes, you were explaining why they did this, why the Washington Post, CNN, Obama officials calling for my arrest. I mean, this is insane.
Anyone that was calling for the criminalization of discussing jury selection bias is someone who was trying to silence, suppress, and chill speech related to the fact that this trial is not being handled in a manner that is consistent to the constitutional rights of Roger Stone, or to the purposes of transparency and truth and justice that our criminal justice process is supposed to be about. I'm a big believer in the American criminal justice process, and this doesn't look anything like it from the standard of what the Constitution requires and compels of that process. And they just don't want people talking about it, because most people would be disturbed and bothered by the idea that we're in a highly political case where Donald Trump is the centerpiece of the case, that people who had a bias against Donald Trump and against Republicans were routinely being seated on the jury, while people who had any kind of Republican connection were being removed from the jury.
And that's all on record. The judge was saying this. It was in Reuters. It was in Politico, the same word-for-word thing. And we're like, Obama official whose husband was on the Mueller investigation? That's a conflict of interest. And their answer is, arrest him! What planet are we on? Thank God these people, you know, it's like Lindsey Graham, I'm not a big fan of, but he said during the Kavanaugh thing, he said, you people want power, and thank God you don't have it. I'd hate to see what would happen if you had all three branches of government. I mean, these people are freaking dangerous.
And by definition, none of this can be jury tampering, because the jury's not supposed to be watching any media at all. They're specifically instructed and taken an oath that they're not watching it. So this isn't communication to the jury. This is communication to the court of public opinion.
Saying, look at this railroading.
Absolutely. Which is exactly what the role of the press has been. Prominent legal scholars have been saying this for over half a century.
And as goes Roger Stone, goes the president in the country, as goes Kavanaugh was the beta test of just people lying with no evidence. This man raped me, and later, actually, it never happened. I never met the guy.
There were huge evidentiary flaws. The reason why they want all these things to be secret is they don't want the evidentiary flaws to come out. They don't want the reasons to realize that they...
Well, you told me last night, you said, I bet there's people even worse on that jury.
Absolutely. I mean, that jury transcript should be released. If you
want to tell folks what you're thinking about doing?
Well, the I may make an appearance in the case or have someone else make an appearance directly in the case to ask for the entire transcript of that jury selection process to be revealed.
Because you're part of big national groups that do that, mainly when you're fighting the KKK.
Okay. Right. Or all of those.
And well, explain how that works.
Sure. So the jury transcript is supposed to be released to the public and supposed to be available. If they want to redact individual names, then they can under certain circumstances if the person sits on the jury until 7 days after the verdict is over. But otherwise, that information should be available to see, one, whether people lied to get on the jury, whether people that had political motivations against Roger Stone made. I mean, that happened in the Snipes case. Three different jurors lied to get on the jury and confessed to other jurors that they did, that they had a bias about the case and hid it from the inception. So this happens all the time, sadly. So this should be fully investigated, fully vetted to make sure the jury selection process.
And they're telling you something that's mainstay of America is not supposed to happen.
Right. I mean, they're letting jurors on the jury by what has been published to date that would appear to have every reason to be prejudiced against Roger Stone. Have every reason to be prejudiced.
And even, correct me if I'm wrong, under law, even the appearance they're supposed to be struck.
Absolutely. And not only that, here you have a prosecutor who somehow got the judge convinced that Donald Trump wasn't a critical role, so they didn't have to even explore and question what the jury thought about Donald Trump. And then his whole opening statement is about Trump. I mean,
Judge ruled that Stone, even though there's proof there was no Russiagate, Stone wanted to show they never had true proof that there was a Russian hack. And the judge said, that doesn't matter. Russiagate doesn't matter. Now they're making it all about Russiagate.
The second thing is Roger Stone should now be allowed to speak to the public about his own trial. The jury cannot watch or participate or observe anything that's happening. So nothing he
said. But they know full well they probably got big screen TVs rolled into them.
Not unless they're violating the constitutional. In my experience, jurors usually abide by that obligation.
No, I'm talking about. They're putting out that I'm threatening them. They're using the media is saying I'm threatening the jury so they can tell them, we hear there's threats from Jones, and they're playing clips of me. And
they
going,
shouldn't relay any of that information because that's an attempt to bias and prejudice the jury. So if somebody's doing, I've had marshals do that sort of thing, sadly, in certain proceedings. Court officials try to do it, and it has to be fully exposed because there should no communication like that should be going on to the jury.
All right. Well, amazing, gentlemen. I've got a lot of other huge news to cover. Owen's going to be hosting the War Room today at 3 to 6 p.m. He used to have a co-host, but they arrested him. He's facing trial. We got a lot of other stuff to cover, but other observations you made at this kangaroo event. I mean, the fact that she lets them right wing watch plug the giant rat in, you know, and they've got the floating rat in front of everybody. They got an 8R microphone, and they can jump out at Roger every day, but no one else that supports Roger can be anywhere. I mean, this is just sick.
Well, I think, Alex, this is their game plan for you now. We've seen in other cases they just say that you're threatening people, even though you never have, and then that's what's used against you. But that's kind of just a side issue that we see here. But, you know, all of America, here's why Judge Jackson wants everybody silenced on this case. Because in a fair world, in a just world, there'd be hundreds of thousands of protesters outside of that courtroom every day saying this judge should be removed.
Because all of our freedoms are being raped that a lot of men paid for with blood. And a lot of women and children's husbands never came home for these damn rights. And these people are literally slitting this country's throat.
And so she knows that she can hold Roger Stone hostage, essentially, and threaten your First Amendment rights. She's saying, look, I've got Roger, your buddy over here on the noose. I'll hang him. Ah, you better not talk about me, Alex. You better not talk about me. You better not talk about my rigged jury. You better not talk about the rigged prosecution. You better not talk about my rigged courtroom. I've got Roger's head in a noose right here, and I'll choke him to death.
And watch the media sycophantically worship her and say, how dare Jones call her a fraud? How dare she? She's like, the left worships the intelligence agencies and worships the black robes. The real liberals used to fear that and have checks and balances. Now they love it.
And I think, for example, none of this is calling, and no one should communicate directly with the judge. That doesn't have any effect at all and would backfire and would be a bad idea. What people should do is communicate in the court of public opinion.
That's right.
Whether what's happening in the judicial system is consistent.
Oh, we know. That judge is a slave of the deep state. We would never want to communicate with her. It's like talking to the Satan. Give me a break. No, we're just exposing to America what a danger this authoritarian leftist judiciary is.
And the whole nature of the system in terms of weaponizing the law. Well, the other thing is, you see the left when a judge rules against them. Then the left goes after them all entirely. You look at how the left treated Justice Scalia over 25 years. So the left has no...
They celebrated his death.
You had lots of people on social media celebrating his death.
Oh, the left's all kill Trump, kill Alex Jones, destroy them, go to their homes, attack the members of Congress, say kill, stab the leader of the Senate in the heart.
They had the networks for Scalia in the WikiLeaks.
You know, cut Trump's head off. All that's good. And then we have a Grim Reaper on the show, and they say it's a threat when it has nothing to do with what we even talked about.
It just shows you how, again,
they have people on CNN and MSNBC saying, go to their houses, flatten Trump supporters. Scalise has been shot. Rand Paul has his ribs broken, lung punctured, and members of Congress celebrate it. The Hollywood, Bette Midler says, you know, wants him dead. Oh, but we're threatening them.
Damn it, that Alex Jones has millions of listeners and he's effective and they just got Trump in office. Shut him down. And you know what? Now some of his listeners are getting active and now they've got thousands of audience members. Shut them down too.
Shut up, you Americans. Crawl in your hole and shut up.
By the way, you better let your loving child sit on this drag queen's lap with a full erection. Otherwise, you're a bigot.
That town's called white. What the hell? Well, change the name right away. Yes, sir.
The name Lynch was on the hall because it's an old name. And oh, no. Cancel Lynch. Cancel Lynchburg.
Everything. Do everything. First Amendment.
Put that gun captain in charge of everything.
Arrest him all.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Exclusively have the proof integrated with the Secretary of State's office, with the governor's office, with the victims of having their identity stolen by the Democrats and put back on the voter rolls by the Democrat Secretary of State to steal the Kentucky governorship. This is conclusive. And if they're doing a recount, a partial canvassing, a sampling, what a canvassing is. They need to go and they need to pull the names and show that a bunch of them are illegals and immigrants and people that are Republicans who went off the voting rolls put on as Democrats. It's been confirmed, and we've got the recordings from the Secretary of State's office and all of it. Millie Weaver's joining us. The interview's on Infowars.com. Breaking new evidence confirms Kentucky election fraud. Immigrants who were never on the voter rolls. We should sign that subheadline. Immigrants who were never on the voter rolls added to them so folks can vote in their names. And that's what's confirmed. Did you hear that? We have them now. And the Democrats filed suits to do that. That's how they do it in California, everywhere else. And then I'm going to get into 6G. Oh, you haven't heard about that? Nobody has. I'll tell you about it at the end of the transmission today. And things are so important on this whole 5G, 6G thing. I'm going to come in this weekend. I'm just on top of the Sunday show. We always do 4 to 6. I've got to do a whole report for you that is totally focused here. Owen Schroeder's riding shotgun with us because he's been heavy on the Epstein thing. I wanted to get Leo Zagami, investigative journalist, best-selling author on. 4 years before the Vatican brought in the new pope out of the Jesuit order, he exposed it all. And he is a political target. LeoZagami.com. He joins us. Zagami blocked on Facebook after reposting an old post of Epstein that predicted his murder by the royal family and the Clintons. They went in and blocked him on Facebook as he's frozen out of it right now. They may completely ban him for doing that. And there's something else they do. They admit this. Facebook, Twitter, and Fox won't let you say the name of the fake whistleblower, Eric Samarilla. You pronounce it right. Even though it's totally legal, totally lawful, they're calling for Don Jr.'s arrest, even though it was already in the news. So they want my arrest. They want his arrest. This is all going on. You're not supposed to talk about this. You're not supposed to be right is really what it is. So Leo Zagami, I know you're an expert on the international pedophile rings, how this giant satanic Ponzi scheme works, how they corrupt people. And it looks like with the deputy pope in trouble in a secret trial in Australia and all the things that the dominoes are falling, that the House of Cards is beginning to implode. They're striking back at Donald Trump, at you, at me, at everybody trying to arrest you, arrest me. That's really a badge of honor. What would you call the position the dark forces of Satan are in right now?
It's a position, of course, of dominance still, because they have the mainstream media in their hands. They still have most of the intelligence community also on their side, unfortunately. But we are, of course, fighting them back, and so they're very scared, and that's why they are resorting to censorship, which is, in a democracy, the worst thing you can ever do. And that's where we are at now, unfortunately.
You literally pioneered all of this when I heard you 20 years ago first on air about the international crime rings, using the pedophilia of British intelligence, how they took control of the Vatican. I agree they're still in dominant position, but that could end any day. Like Hitler was in a dominant position in 1945 till he wasn't. I think they can see their foundations eroding quickly and much of the facade falling away with their evil face now exposed.
Well, they will resort to any means to stop us. And so at the moment, I have just published an article talking about John Le Carré's latest book, which actually aims at Brexit and Trump. And he's a very famous novelist. He's the most known in the spy genre, together with Ian Fleming. And he's been talking against Trump in this new novel in a way which is appalling. At one point, he says that the English are I can't even say it on the air. They are sucking on Trump's penis because
the British government, the British people are performing fellatio on Trump.
On Trump, and they are inviting, of course, Trump to have tea with the Queen, and they are doing Brexit, which in the eyes of John Le Carré, who used to be a master spy in the MI5 and MI6, is of course wrong. Like all these.
Well, it shows how desperate they are, and they don't want us getting out of their corrupt world government. But let's get back to Epstein. Facebook yes. Blocking your report when you called it all. How were you able to call it all? People can find the report on your site. You should have it reposted and screenshots of them. Blocking you. Tell us what happened.
Well, in early July, just after I came and visited you in Austin, I of course heard of the arrest of Epstein, and my first thought was he's gonna be whacked, he's gonna be killed by the British intelligence because of Prince Andrew, and the Clintons will help him out. So I just made a post on the 9th of July regarding all this, and let's remember that Jeffrey Epstein was well, he was in prison, but he was well. And so nobody was thinking he would be murdered. But I wrote that, and I posted it there, like you do when you are on social media, and it got a few likes, and so on. But the day before yesterday, I thought, with all the new things that are, all the new information coming out regarding the censorship imposed by Buckingham Palace on the Epstein case, I wanted to repost this whole post to just show the people that everybody knew that Epstein would be killed, but of course pointing also on the British intelligence as the main people that could do this kind of operation, conduct this kind of operation. So I posted it, and after a few minutes I started to notice that my main account was having problems, and then I was not allowed to post any longer, but they were not even telling me why. They just banned me from posting, and it's been like that since 2 days ago. And then I have another emergency profile, because you see I have been censored for many years. It's not the first time I've been censored on social networks. I had 5 accounts by 2013. I had already many accounts closed down, so they were definitely after what I was saying on the international.
Well, and that's it. They're protecting fake whistleblowers, they're protecting pedophile kingpins, they're protecting evil, and that's what Facebook, Google, and Twitter are, is monstrous organizations, and everybody should know it, and if people support them in this, you support protecting the pedophiles. They know good and damn well what they're doing. You should be getting a Pulitzer Prize for your work, Leo. I mean, it's ridiculous how accurate you've been. When we come back, I'm going to get more predictions from you, and have Owen Schroyer pop in on this as well, on this live Friday edition. Infowars.com/show. You want to fight these murdering Satanists? I do. I mean, we're not playing gangs, folks. They got their assassins. They got their people gunning for me. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm going full in. What about you, listeners? You want to fight back?
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Leo Zagami and Owen Schroyer ride the shotgun. Owen.
Get out on the highway.
Leo's right. The globalists are still in the dominant position. But as they're exposed, they get weaker and weaker. And they're trying to bring forward classical tyranny. It's worked some in Europe. But that caused a big backlash. I don't think it's going to work here. I think it's going to be rough for those of us that are the leaders of the resistance. Talk about taking one for the team, but I'm not really taking one for the team. Letting evil take over, folks, is not something I'm going to let my children or your children go through. So it's not like we're heroes fighting this. This is what everybody should be doing.
Well, there should be a survival instinct to do this. And I think that the problem is a lot of people don't have their survival instincts anymore. And so this is the chemicals in the water. This is the chemicals in the food. And so they're just dumb. They're docile. The flicker rates at the TV. They're attached to whatever is on their favorite social media.
They're asleep.
Their cell phone. And so they don't have their survival instincts anymore. Or it's like a chilling effect. Well, I don't want to talk about that. I'll get banned off Facebook. Oh, I don't want to mention that. My friends will think I'm weird. Oh, I don't want to do that. People will say I'm associated with a white supremacist group. So this is what they've done in the media to censor, silence, and chill free speech. And then you don't have a survival instinct anymore. But what happens? Your phone runs out of battery, and all of a sudden, like, that's your survival instinct ticking in. Like, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? But you said it, Alex. Exposure is what weakens these people. That's why they're censoring it. That's why when Leo Zagami shows, hey, look, here I am, you know, a few years back, like everybody else saying, yeah, Epstein's probably going to get suicided here. He's got all this blackmail on these top pedophile networks that involve royalty and you know, top officials in the West, too. And then, oh, what do you know? They kill him. And then, oh, what do you know? They ban Leo. So it's pretty obvious to see what's going on. This is the
best. And ABC and Brian Stelter saying ABC did the right thing. We don't want to cover Epstein. Epstein's not bad. They're really out in the open right now, Leo. What do you think is coming next?
Well, what is coming next is even more coming out from the closet with all their evil. Let's see what has happened in the last few weeks in Rome, since they have placed Moloch in front of everybody, right in the
center. That's another reason I wanted to get you on. That's somewhere in my stack. Pull that up. They put the deity of child sacrifice, which wasn't even Roman, in front of the Colosseum. What the hell?
Yes, and they are, of course, justifying it by saying they are doing an exhibition on the Carthaginians, on the Phoenicians, and that this is just a cultural thing. But we all know that to have the statue of Moloch placed in the Colosseum, which is also used by the Pope each year on Easter Friday, means you need to have approval from the Pope himself. So I have been really talking with a lot of people in Italy who are completely shocked and appalled, but also there is a growing number of tourists who are entering the Colosseum, watching Moloch and saying, what is this? The statue, by the way, was picked up from a movie that came out over 100 years ago, and was a movie written by a guy called Gabriele D'Annunzio, who is one of the founders of fascism, who to practice sexual magic on himself, had even a couple of ribs removed so he could have fellatio on himself. So it's not...
let's go further. I've seen some of that really scary old silent movie footage of children being thrown to Moloch. That's the same one. Guys, what's the name of the movie? We'll pull it up. It's on YouTube. It's really scary.
Called Cabiria, C-A-B-I, Cabiria, R-I-A.
It's Cabiria, Cabiria, there it is. Oh, God, there it is. Yes. Roll this, leave it up, guys.
Let me describe you what you're seeing here. You're seeing ritualists from this cult. It was the rite of Moloch practiced by the ancient Phoenicians, and you have 100 children ready to be sacrificed, together with the protagonist of the film, who are a couple of people, who a young person who gets kidnapped from Sicily and brought down to North Africa, where it was, of course, the Carthaginian had their city. And that's what you're seeing in the film, is the statue of Moloch, which basically represents this deity, which we all know it's described often also in the Old Testament, regarding child sacrifice. So placing this in the Colosseum, in the center of Christianity, in a place so important for Christian martyrdom, means really that we have reached the end times for sure. There is no coming back from something like this.
So this guy was a fascist founder, a devil worshiper. I remember reading about him, who removed two of his ribs to perform basically black magic rituals of servicing himself.
And a member of secret societies that are part of the Illuminati network, like the Martinist. He was also 33rd degree Freemason, but he was a guy obsessed into the occult side of Freemasonry, which is not what all Freemasons follow. A lot of Freemasons are...
I understand. George Washington warned of that, the satanic takeover. We understand that. We know it goes back to Solomon and beyond that, and a lot of people don't understand that. Now, Leo, this is incredible. I'm glad you mentioned this. I'd forgotten this film. That same statue has been brought in? Because the word is, when I read about this, is they actually did real rituals in and around this film. And some reports were that they were killing real children later, just like in Bohemian Grove, they simulated, but really do it for real later. This is a big deal.
Yeah, because 5 years after this film came out, Gabriele D'Annunzio managed to invade and conquer the city of Fiume, and basically he placed there his own little government, and it became the headquarters of all the deviant forces in the Illuminati in Europe. For over a year, you had Satanists, occultists, all kinds of people, witches, coming to this...
And wasn't this all going on during the takeover of Italy, when they were taking everybody's land and murdering people en masse, which later triggered Mussolini, who came out of the movement, to then resist it, correct?
Of course, this was a fundamental part of the creation of the fascist myth when he arrived in Fiume together with his Arditi, and then it became the basis of Hitler,
literal devil worship, and what viewers just saw.
Yes, because Hitler, of course, was inspired by all this for his own Nazi empire that he wanted.
I'd forgotten all this. That's why me and Leo can finish each other's sentences. I've just read this in mainline history. You read a real mainline book about Mussolini, it's all in there.
Yeah, it's all in there. And what happened is that in 1924, though, Mussolini made a deal with the Jesuits. And at that point, he started to persecute the people who helped him going into power.
So he switched sides. First he was a leftist, and then he switched on him.
Yeah, he switched, and basically at that point started also the persecution of Freemasonry in Italy. The lodges were destroyed, and
Mussolini... Which Hitler also did, exactly.
And Mussolini became a tool of the Vatican. He signed the Lateran Pacts that became the basis for this new treaty between Italy and the Vatican, because there was no treaty with the Vatican up until that
point. See, Leo, that's why you got to come on for like 3 hours sometime, do a whole special on history, because you've lived it, you've been involved in all of it at different levels, you've exposed the good parts, the bad parts. People don't get that whether it's the Vatican, or whether it's Masonry, or whether it's Jewry, or whether it's any major movement, there is the different factions, and that really there's only two ancient factions fighting each other, and all groups become manifestations of those two fighting, and that's why to always oversimplify one group behind things is ignorance.
Yes, and also we had the SS, which were inspired by the Jesuits.
Absolutely.
The SS of Himmler. So, I mean, we have also that important faction in this occult war.
Well, it wasn't inspired, he fashioned them after the Jesuits.
Yeah, he fashioned them, but then he was, the SS got inspired by the most occult and deviant forces when they created in Bessenburg Castle this base, which was used, by the way, again, by pedophiles like Michael Aquino in the early 80s, who went there and celebrated black masses in this castle.
That's right, the SS Castle, they cut blonde-haired, blue-eyed children's head off, believing they could take the psychic force and then port in the future while gazing into the eyes of the child during the point of the spirit leaving the body, they believe. We'll come back, and this is all mainline history, by the way, folks. The Nazis, the communists, Lenin was a Satanist. They're all coming for your children. Leo Zagami is our guest. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun. I want to get into their race war garbage they're heating up. The attacks on language have hit new levels. All this and more. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Have you told people about the broadcast?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His Bible was green and good until the Christmas.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just as the book tells us, evil, the Christian, is entering a cycle where it tries to fully manifest itself, and it always destroys itself in that process. But evil has become more scientific and is trying to study ways to suppress us and play us off against each other in the hopes that it can prevail and have a final revolution that finally enslaves humanity for its enjoyment. Leo Zagami and Owen Schroyer, got you both for one more segment. I'm going to do two segments on the race war. They're trying to start a whole constellation of articles and videos. I haven't gotten to them. We're going to plunge into Kentucky, red-handed, how the Democrats stole it. They've been caught. It's incredible. That's why they want us off the air. We exposed the juror they were putting on that was openly an Obama department head. And the judge, when she got exposed, had to take them off. We want a fair jury. We want due process. We want to, I mean, that's what we're doing here. And it's totally legal. They want my arrest. They want us off the air because they're going to do more and more outrageous stuff that nobody can defend if there's someone there calling the fact that the emperor has no clothes. Now, we're going to go back to both of these gentlemen in a moment. Please visit LeoZagami.com. He has amazing books and information and his daily articles that we carry as well. But it's just an amazing information. Just, you can't get better info in my experience. And we've got Owen Schroyer here, obviously, hosting The War Room. That's coming up in an hour and 12 minutes. He'll host 3 hours. And so much is going on. I want to be with my children. But it's kind of like be with your children, and then they live in a horrible hell pit and we lose. And I just grow old watching them live in a hellhole. Or don't see my children as much and defeat the globalists. I mean, I see my children a lot. You know, my son more and more is working with us. He's chosen to. I didn't try to make him do it. And he's doing a great job doing his own thing, fighting the New World Order, but definitely joining us in the fight against the globalists. But please remember that we're only here because of your purchases. That funds the operation. Your word of mouth and the purchases. You hear the network ads, that's for them. And for local radio stations, support those. It's great. Support your local radio stations. That's key. Make a tithe instead of that church that won't stand up for pro-life. You put this show on, you're standing up for the unborn, and we're having a victory. So tithe the local radio station or TV station. I'm not kidding. Send them $100 a month, whatever you can. Tell people about the shows and buy the products. We've got to end the Everything Must Go super special. I was on the phone for over an hour just this morning. I was supposed to be shooting ads, listening to these recordings of the Secretary of State in Kentucky and confirming all this. I cannot believe it. I mean, normally it'd take a team of 10 reporters weeks to even deal with this. It's so huge. But I mean, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the sale's got to be over. We're selling out a lot of the products, and I haven't even quoted the new sales yet. It's supposed to be done with this a week ago or 5 days ago. So just, you want to take advantage of this stuff before it sells out, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We got great products you need. We're running out of the last Alexa Pure Breezes at the cost we've got them. Ultimate Bone Broth selling out. Skin cream look at all the waiting list stuff right there. Waiting list for the fish oil and krill oil. Waiting list for the large tubes of the skin cream. I mean, it's a lot of stuff selling out. And they're like, oh, great, got plenty of funding. No, I'm selling out of stuff at sale and not having money to buy new stock. I mean, we're just full power into next year, hoping and praying for provision. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com. You answer our prayers. God works through you. And we have the new product that just came in about a week ago. We have 10,000 tubes of super silver whitening toothpaste that has the above sea level coral calcium to put the minerals back in your teeth. It's got the fluoride-free, and it's got the natural whitening with coral calcium and the silver salt patented nano silver infused with the toothpaste. So this is beyond just a whitening. This is the ultimate toothpaste, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so proud of it. It doesn't compete with the Super Blue that's excellent as well that has the colloidal silver and the iodine. We also have the children's because the adult's about to be sold out. That's 50% off still. This is 25% off introductory price. And believe me, it's got a lot of money in it. This does not have the fillers and garbage. Nobody has got one like this, and it is next level. I mean, the top silver company that supplies all the big hospitals and everybody that has the patents and it's approved and, you know, for all the other stuff, they love us, and we're the only people that get to make this. The skin cream, the toothpaste, it's ours. It's ours. It's ours. Thanks to God coming through. That's the little Deucex we have. That's the little something special. You know what a Deucex is? It's, you know, episode 4 Star Wars. Luke Skywalker blows up the Death Star, but he's not going to be able to if Han Solo didn't come back and take out Darth Vader. I mean, it's literally, that's the Deucex. Those little things. Every door closes, God opens another one. We get through that. We got to trust in God. It looks like they're going to get us. Boom, another door opens. But it's like a video game. It's getting closer and closer as we hop across the fiery river on the stones. They're disappearing as we go. And we jump, and there's not even a stone yet, and the stone appears. I mean, that's how this is, thanks to your prayers and your financial support. I'm going to stop ranting. Owen Schroyer, Leo Zagami, finish up for us in the time we have and just where this is all going and how epic it is, because everybody can feel it and see it.
Well, I just want to make a final comment about something we were having in the break, and then Leo can close us out here. You know, we played that clip from the old movie, the Moloch child sacrifices. They just put that Moloch statue in front of the Roman Colosseum. I hadn't even heard about that. It's just shocking as people just start asking.
After the one that real kids got killed at, reportedly, by these proto-Nazi groups.
And it's just like, well, what the heck is going on here? So, but watching this ritual, you know, these are ancient rituals that used to take place all across the world. I mean, they're well documented in history. But we don't have to go through something like that anymore. That's too extreme. I mean, overall, as humans, we have more of a consciousness and a moral code, I think.
They just celebrate abortion all over the news.
So, yeah, so that's what it is. So it's just like celebrate abortion. And, you know, look, for the average person that has an abortion, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're evil or whatever. You got your own problems. But overall, as a society, as a civilization, for us to be celebrating abortion like this freak here at a
No, no, you said it. If you don't know and get tricked, then God judges the heart. That's why in law we have intent. But when you know it and the left now calls it a religion and they say on TV, let's hurt that baby. It's fun. I like to bully my baby. I like to kill my baby. That is Satanism, and you are damned to hell when you do that. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, we don't throw babies into a fiery effigy of Moloch.
We just have big, ugly, disgusting men call themselves a woman and they go, oh, don't speak out against a woman while she celebrates murdering a baby with a demon face.
We just bring out drag queen stories. Time on Good Morning America to do a strip tease for adults. We just
drool over you at 9-year-old boys.
A salute to abortion where they march into a parade and celebrate how they kill babies. So that's the new modern day Moloch exercise.
Sorry, you're just making me jump in because you're so right, Owen. Leo, he's on fire.
Yeah, I mean, he's completely right. And at the same time, we see the left increasing the rhetoric, the anti-Trump rhetoric. And even if the son of Donald J. Trump posts on Twitter something that has been posted previously by Drudge Report, then he gets accused of having exposed the whistleblower. I mean, it's becoming really obvious that we are standing with the right side of history, and they are not. But the more it goes on, and the more we're going to see their rhetoric transforming in evil acts, because they still have power, and they're going to grab to this power until they have it, and they are becoming desperate. So this is dangerous, and of course the Vatican is in control, but also the Queen of England is in control. Epstein has not killed himself, but if there is one person in the world who knows who killed Jeffrey Epstein, that person is called Queen Elizabeth II.
British royals never kill anybody. They're sweet. Break down the relationship. Do you think Epstein was Mossad, MI6, or CIA? The word I've got is originally British intelligence, and that's why he was hanging out with that Maxwell chick.
Well, and a lot of people don't know that the Clintons were enrolled in British intelligence during their time in London. That's why their daughter is called Chelsea. So, I mean, we have here the evil British Empire that is now celebrating their Commonwealth Veteran Day soon, in charge of murdering somebody simply because they want to protect Prince Andrew. Because the mother says, oh, Prince Andrew has to be protected, so let's just kill people like Epstein who can be...
Do you agree with me that Epstein, I've never seen a zeitgeist this big, it totally took the blinders off. I walk down the street anywhere now, it's like Fight Club. Alex Jones, you were right, I apologize. Epstein, they killed him. You're right, they're all pedophiles. Hillary can go. I mean, it's totally woken people up. And I'm not saying, oh, they say I'm right now. That's the bellwether. I'm like a gauge out there, a sensor. People are really going, you're right, Alex. Alex, you're right. You're right, Alex. You're right. I mean, it's crazy.
You're right, Alex, and we are right in having done all this work during these years to prove and to dig dirt on these people who are ruining the planet. But now it's becoming obvious that this is going to probably become a civil war on the long run, if they impeach Trump, of course.
That was my next question. Back in 2 minutes, to 5 more minutes with both of you. Civil war, they want it. Trump admits it's happening. The Democrats say they want a physical one. How do we avert that? If we can't, how do you see that unfolding? Both of you will have 2.5 minutes when we come back. I want you guys to give us your take. And then, the latest on their attempts to trigger the Civil War with race war. And then, total proof of the Democrats stealing Kentucky.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.